every dream comes true.
Night. threw at them. They had Jerry Lee Lewis there, and they threw at them. They had Chuck Berry there. They threw at them. And then the French people said, well, when the band gets on, you don't have to play too late. Just play one number. You know, it's getting late. And then they was holding me back as much as possible for me not to get up there because they didn't know what was going to happen. Then they put the Mexican ballet on, and they did one for the people didn't throw at them. That's when I know people like beauty. The Mexican ballet did the traditional stuff and the modern stuff. It was beautiful. So then they still was thinking about what had happened to OCBC and Chuck Berry and all them. And they were afraid for us to go now. But then the people started shouting my name. And they was afraid for us not to go on. And 150,000 people shouted, so I had to go on. They said, you don't have to play too long. So I didn't play too long. And then the people was shouting again for me to come back. But the authorities were really afraid. But we went back. And finally, they put the lights out and everything. Then the people tore the stage down and set bonfires and was out there singing, Space is the Place. Now, that happened in France. So now we got all kind of things happening around me. I'm trying to play the low profile because there are forces that say yes. Now, see, I went out of space and they told me, see, I was taking teacher training in college. They told me it's going to be, don't continue taking that. It's going to be trouble in the school. That's what the space people, it's going to be, they're not going to be able to handle teenagers. They're not, the parents, nobody. Now, we want you to learn a particular thing. When it gets so bad, then you teach them what we're going to teach you. And so that happened to me. But I know I've been out of space, and sure enough, trouble in the schools. Just like they told me. And sure enough, bewilderment in governments and churches. Nobody can do anything. But I can't doubt it because up in Harlem, some people were, I was talking to Walt Dixon and another musician, Andrew Surreal, they wanted to know what I was talking about. So I told them, they said, I said, now I got to go up in Harlem and I'm going to sign something where Harlem will get about $10 million for this project. They said, we was going to believe, but now we know that's ridiculous. You going to get, I said, yes. I'm going up there. They want to send a proposal to the government about some money. So I'm going to go up there and tell them about the space program. They'll get the money because the government will give it to them. So they laughed me to scorn. So I went up there in Harlem, and I gave them the proposal to give to the government, and that's where How You came from, through me. And they got the money. Not only they got $10 million, they got more and more money. And I did what I said I was going to do. In the meantime, before they had some teenagers. They told me I wanted to talk to them. So I went there along the boys. I said, well, I asked them later on, what happened to the, about 200 boys, what happened to the girls? Well, they said, well, these boys, they asked me what did I tell them. They said they were so sorry. If you stick to talking 2 hours and you hear a pin drop, these boys are the worst in Harlem. Nobody can control them, neither parents nor police nor nobody. What would you tell them if they were listening to you silently 2 hours? I said, I was telling them about a pioneer in outer space. And they were listening. And right there was their cue. But of course, these boys, which is the worst part, they probably in jail or dead or something. They went on, they got the money, and they got the middle class. They gave the money to the ones who already were on their feet. And these boys, they were rolling the record. Now, behind that, I said, well, it's some trouble here. So in the black ghetto today, trouble. Thurgood Marshall said black folks in the worst condition they ever been. And he's on up there and can get sprinkled. He says that it is true. They are in a bad condition. Now, it comes down to the space program is the thing. Because I can prove that in America, half of the black folks are not human. They're angels. And they have to get back to their proper status, which the Bible says angels who left their first estate. That's them. So they never will make it with democracy and all that, because you can't, if you're an angel, you can't come and be equal to a man, because you ain't supposed to do that. You're supposed to be showing man what to do and teach man. You're supposed to get down there with him. Man is way down there. He needs help. So then they shouldn't get down there talking about equality, because like I said about God, it's the lowest thing in the whole universe. That name is so bad that the Creator, if you call him God, he'll send you a message. And it won't be. teenagers right to say God is dead. The name is dead. And if people get over that name of God, they too will be dead. Now, I know I'm talking to profound mathematics. It's not philosophy. And people down there that don't have no education will understand. But I don't want to go to anywhere with two sisters in hand. And that's my problem now. I'm wrestling with the priest. Said, no, true, no, you can't help you. The first man wasn't no good. That's what he did. And the first woman wasn't no good. And if you couldn't do anything with him, why are you going to get the man's wrong? Like I told you, he was a god.
Thank you.
planet Earth. Call in planet Earth. Call in planet Earth. And I've been so worried. I was so depressed, and I came to this concert. All at once, the unhappiness in the world was brushed away. It's gone. Now, I don't know what happened. I'm not worried anymore. And she told me that, and a lot of people have told me that. In Parrish, well, he was from the East. I don't know whether he's from Egypt or where, but they said he wanted to speak to you. He came in. I said, well, what, in the dress, what does he want to say? And he stood there, and he cried. I said, what does he want to say to me? And he cried. And he couldn't send it. So then I know I can reach people. But a lot of people try to reach people with guns and philosophy and religion, and I have wanted to do that. But I'm just one person, and I see that something is wrong. I've been told by the space forces I can correct it. Now, to say that, again, 5 billion people, and say, well, my job is to turn 5 billion people around. 5 billion people will have to turn in order to save themselves. And I'm saying to them, if you don't care nothing about yourself, you should give some respect and show that you care about your ass, and try to save your ass before it's too late. Now I'm getting right out to something they got. All of them got asses. And then I'm saying to them, well, you better try to save your ass and give some respect. If you don't care nothing about yourself, and you this hydrogen bum, all these things they got, and they gonna mess up your skin, your eyes, your hair, and your brain, and you still going around stupid and not gonna make an effort to save yourself, give some respect and show that you care about your ass, because you're gonna miss your ass. You're gonna miss it. What you gonna do without your ass? So on the end of the song, I said, you're always sitting on it, but you're always sitting on it. You're always sitting on your one and only ass. And that's reading the world in the condition it is today, because you're always sitting on your one and only ass. And that was my message, standing ovations, because people know I'm telling the truth. And I'm not building it up nice like that, because it's not nice. The truth is not nice. The ancient Egyptians had a temple they called the Hall of Two Truths. And what was that? One was a bad truth, and one was a good truth. But some people think that the word truth is synonymous with something good. But everything. Thank you. told me that what I had told him, everything I ever told him about space is true. And he said, now, when I went to Los Angeles, he could play it. It'd been now 3 years. Nobody paying attention to him. But when the teenagers saw him playing with me, he said, ever since, David asked him, well, how do you play this music? What does he do? He said, discipline. And they've been asking, what's that? How do you get discipline? He said, how do I know? I'm still trying to get it myself. I got to go back and study ragtime and dictionary. I got to study the whole history of music. That's what discipline means. I can't be a musician unless I know all types of music, and you have to do the same thing. Well, there you are. So now I'm causing some young teenagers where something is going to happen. In Germany, Berlin, the debut there, well, when I got to playing, a German woman said, you know, you up there talking about space and all these things. People think you mean that what you said. And you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna get all the teenagers in the world to follow you and do what you said. I'm never around teenagers. I stay with mom. As far as I'm concerned, they chip off the old blocks. The old blocks ain't no talking about. So, then she said, but you still gonna get these teenagers to follow you. Why, you can be the most dangerous effect to walk the planet, because you're going to have. And I said, well,
it's a motherfucker, motherfucker. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Talking about
what kind of
nuclear war. Yeah. Talking about nuclear war.
Yeah.
It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? Baby, push that button.
Your ass got you.
It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? Baby, push that button. Your ass got to go. It's a motherfucker. Don't you know? Baby, push that button. Your ass got to go. Talking about.
So you have to watch it.
Nuclear war.
Yeah.
They're talking about.
Yeah.
Nuclear war.
Yeah.
They push that button.
They push that button.
Your ass got to go.
I said, they could have taken me across the Russian border. But they didn't intend to harm me. So then they finally brought me back to the hotel. And they were in the midst of Berlin. They put everybody out of Russia. And they televised what I had to say in Berlin. And at this point, I play in Germany more than I do anywhere. And the last time I played there, I had to drive and say, well, 8 o'clock. This time at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they had me to go to elementary school and play for a children from 7 to 11. Only them, they wouldn't let the others in there. The Germans had me to play for their children, 7 to 11, what I'm talking about, and standing ovation. But none of the children, they broke class and everything to come and get my autograph in Germany. Now, I don't know why behind this America's still asleep when I got all of Europe on my side. And I should stay over there because they wrote a letter. One officer said, they got one thing against me. I insist on staying in America. Now behind that, something, in fact, a German booking agent is bringing me to Paris. Not the French, but the Germans. And she brings Paris, and she's Germany, and she's Italy. And that is the way it is, you know, for me at this point.
Right now, you're going to have an opportunity with this concert to, first of all, play at Sunrise, which I think is a spiritual act.
And as I said, we did it in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. but some people were, the person who gave it, mm-hmm. it had to be a setup. He was talking about solar power and all that. Something happened where his girlfriend disappeared, and they found his girlfriend 3 months later in the closet in a plastic bag. He said he didn't do it. So this way, they ruined him, and he had to go to get out of the United States, I don't know, somewhere, and the sun, so it fell. That's what happened in Philadelphia. But at this point, they had on TV last week said that the American government passed a law that that was against the law for the Indians to continue that sun worship. Now, at this particular time, I mean, on this planet, every nation on the face of Earth had sun symbols and was worshiping the sun, or not really worshiping, giving credit. And then something happened where people came and said, that's heathen worship. It was not heathen worship. The Egyptians were not worshiping the sun. They just gave respect to something that was eternal. Every morning it rose up, and they were sensible enough to know to give respect to something that to them was eternal. Nothing else showed that but the sun. And it was only a matter of giving respect to something that's a life giver. Now, in this dispensation, they spell sun with a small s. Now, people, they spell that name with a capital S, a capital letter. They spell the plants with capital letters, and they spell all kinds of things with capital letters, but they spell the sun with a small letter. Now, I want to see, why do you do that, spell the sun with a small s? There's some reason why it's always with that small s. How you gonna capitalize your name and put S, small s, for your life giver? It's the only thing you got here to keep you alive. Now, they can call it heathen worship if they want it, but it's time for people to be sensible and see they should give respect to something that is their friend. I sing about that too.
Thank you. push that button.
And push that button.
If they push that button.
They push that button.
It's gonna blast you so high.
So high.
Blast you so high.
So high.
Up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
Yeah. You can kiss your ass.
Kiss your ass.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Assless.
Farewell.
Farewell. Walking around without an ass.
Bye bye, ass.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
F. Bye, F. It's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
It's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
It's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
It's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Push that button.
Push that button.
If they push that button.
If they push that button.
You can kiss your ass.
Kiss your ass.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye,
goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
Sorry for the extended Sun Ra. Just seemed like something nice to do tonight, in my opinion. Get this volume level right. That seems pretty good. DJ Doug. The show's called Beyond All Limits. And DJ Lewis Muffet queuing some records up in the behind me. Currently off mic. Next set on the show. I'm getting John Hell for an excellent show, as always. It's nice to see him in the studio. Quite a pleasure, as it always is. He was listening to a mix of Sun Ra Roma 77 live and this crazy interview record I just got in the mail today. Sun Ra interview with Charlie Morrow. New York, 1989. And I just kind of mixed them up. That's on Recital Records. I don't know this label at all. Recorded March 29th, 1989, New York City. Oh.
Whoa.
How's that working? Okay, that's good.
Can you hear me?
sort of. I'm going to turn you up a little bit. How about that?
Hello? I can't hear myself in the mic.
The mic is quiet. I'm going to figure that one out. Too much technology. Here we go.
There.
All right. Speak into the microphone.
Hello.
People keep messing with our mixer board here. I don't know what they're doing, and it creates kind of a bit of an issue sometimes.
This microphone smells like bad breath.
You could pull that thing off. You could pull the...
I don't want to touch it.
You could switch microphones.
I think I'm going to. That shit's nasty.
Switch microphones. We'll figure it out. Yeah. People mess with the mixers here. They don't know how they work. It's quite simple.
This one smells okay.
I kind of want to smell the other one now.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. There we go. See? I'm loud and clear. I never want to hear myself that loud again.
I've thought, meh.
Well, yeah. You know, it's like when the milk is spoiled, you're like, oh, this is disgusting. Try it. It's like, this smells awful. Try it.
Exactly. That's
smell
what I was curious. Is this better?
Yes.
Cool. The mics are still all fucked up. It's not working the way it should. But I have you clearly, so that's all that matters.
Excellent.
Yeah, people gotta learn how mixers work and not push all the damn buttons. Because I have to reset all the buttons the way they should work. Anyhow, there's a bunch of Sun Ra.
Yep.
Talking and playing and talking and playing.
You were giddy as a schoolboy.
I like that shit.
I know you do. Happy. You were.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's
you're more animated music. Than I am used to it's seeing you.
Soulful music. it takes the soul away.
Mm-hmm.
The raw, so in true music.
Well, I queued up the record closest to you to play first because you complained about that last time that I.
Oh, cool. I was forgetting what mic you're on. Anyway, say again.
The record I want played first is the one closest to you because you complained last time that you had to stand up.
I tried to make that first record. It's a little easier.
I mean, I understand from your geography, but I like to start from left to right, you know,
because
that's how you read.
I start my first record over there.
Yeah.
My next record's here so I can slap it. You'll see when you start doing solo shows, you'll get it.
Okay.
And you like to slap it from the right and select it from the left. I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. So you want to start with some music or?
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure what I want to say about it because I feel like I prefer to talk about it after I play it.
That's a preference of mine also.
Yeah.
Do you want me to put the music on then?
Sure.
I don't know what else
Let's
to say.
Let's get started.
I was going to say, too, we're kind of trading a little bit, too. So if you want, you could pull up your thing and, you know, do all your playlist thing.
Okay.
I don't know. Just say.
Okay.
Since you have the link.
What? I don't...
All right. Let's get to some music.
Okay.
This is Beyond the Limits. DJ Doug. Slow Host Muffet. With you till the hour of midnight. Enjoy some more tunes. Thank you.
What you got on?
Well, stop playing.
I ain't got on shit.
Word. I have it on the strip. I gotta get back to work, man. If you ain't gonna tell me your name, I'll tell you. You know, come on. What's up? What's your name?
I can't tell you my name. That's not important. And you know what?
What?
I want you to stop working. I want you to pass me some tissue so I can.